This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Roy Renegar, et al., appellants versus Richard Borman, et al., respondents, decided April 8, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Roy Renegar, et al., no. ED113102, appellants. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jefferson County versus Cause number 18JECC005, Richard Borman, et al., Honorable Joseph A. Rathert, respondents. Filed April 8, 2025. Introduction. Roy Renegar and R&R Propane, LLC, collectively Renegar, appeal the Circuit Court's judgment, overruling his motion to compel arbitration against Richard Borman, Laura Borman, and Borman Propane, LLC, collectively Borman. Renegar raises 5 points on appeal, all alleging the Circuit Court erred in overruling his motion to compel arbitration. In point one, Renegar argues the Circuit Court ignored Missouri's public policy of actively enforcing arbitration agreements. In point two, Renegar contends the Circuit Court did not consider the entire consent order when making its ruling. In point three, Renegar asserts the Circuit Court ignored Borman's admission an arbitration agreement existed. In point four, Renegar claims the Circuit Court's interpretation of the consent order rendered its provisions meaningless. In point V, Renegar argues the Circuit Court erred in not holding an evidentiary hearing to determine whether an arbitration agreement existed. Two, this court dismisses Renegar's brief for failure to comply with Missouri Supreme Court Rule 84.04's appellate briefing requirements. One, Renegar's appeal is dismissed. Factual and procedural history. Since January 2018, the parties have engaged in complex litigation challenging R&R Propane's ownership, business practices, valuation, and assets. Relevant to this appeal are the parties' protracted discovery disputes and the Circuit Court's effort to resolve the parties' claims. On September 27, 2023, the Circuit Court suggested the parties consider submitting their factual disputes to arbitration. Borman's attorney, Allison Sweeney, asked the Circuit Court to create a record of the parties' concerns, September 2023 hearing. Renegar's attorney, Lawrence Kaplan, did not object and participated. Sweeney stated there were outstanding discovery issues that may have an impact on the case, which would determine whether Borman would agree to arbitration. Sweeney stated she was fine with going to arbitration, so long as we can ensure that these issues are appealable to the appellate court and that these discovery issues are fully heard, fully vetted. And if that takes us in another direction, we aren't handcuffed to this arbitration. Like, if you say this changes everything, this needs to be produced, and I'm striking every pleading, I don't want to have to be required to go to arbitration under those circumstances. The Circuit Court clarified it would address the discovery and summary judgment motions before the parties went to arbitration, but asked, if there's a disagreement about how I rule on something as part of the discovery portion of that process, you want to retain the ability to say, in light of this ruling that we disagree with, we are no longer on board with the arbitration, and we want to proceed to a jury trial? One, all rule references are to Missouri Rules of Civil Procedure 2024. Three, Sweeney answered, that's fair. She reiterated her concern about appealing an arbitration decision before waiving Borman's right to a jury trial and wanted to research the issue. The following exchange occurred, the court. I'm willing to make an assurance on the record right now, and you can read it back to me at a transcript later on. If it turns out that you can't, for some reason, Ms. Sweeney, write. The court. You reserve your right to appeal. I'm not going to turn you around on that. Ms. Sweeney, that's fine. The court. I believe that you can reserve the right to appeal. I think Kaplan agrees with that. If it turns out that all of us are wrong about that, and you can say, oh shoot, I just found this case that says you can't, you get a jury. Ms. Sweeney, okay. The court. I'm not going to turn you around on that. The Circuit Court asked if the parties should go off of the record to draft the order. Sweeney requested to stay on the record so that when we got back, if there is a problem, we can say this is what the spirit of the agreement was. The parties remained on the record while crafting language to reflect significant issues which would allow the parties to forego arbitration. the circuit court entered a consent order reflecting language Sweeney suggested and Kaplan agreed to, which stated, 1. The parties shall submit all motions related to the production of discovery no later than October 17, 2023. The court will hear motions related to discovery on October 24, 2023 at 9 a.m. Bar right. 2. The parties will